This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. EMP180weightloss.com. Been a while since we've heard the Fallout Boy intro.
That's correct.
What does it mean, Cakes?
It means our good friend, and yes, he's a friend of the show, Mike Rizzo, president and general manager of the Washington Nationals, is joining us. Good morning, Mike.
Michael.
Good friend of the show. Good friend of the show.
I like that.
What's up, bud?
Not only friend, he went further and said good friend of the show.
You know what I feel? Almost,
which we enjoy.
Almost best friends. Almost. Almost.
Well, and so it's Wednesday at 9 a.m., and the deal
is... We need
is,
a timpani or something? Or
he's going to be on with us because, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. again.
Well, we have an announcement,
mm-hmm.
And we might as well just get right to it. 106.7 The Fan and the Washington Nationals have agreed to extend its seven-year partnership beginning with the 2018 MLB season. The Fan will broadcast 10 spring training games, all regular season games, and all postseason game action, in addition to full pre- and post-game coverage. Play-by-play announcers Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler return for their 13th consecutive season together. And Mike Rizzo is back in the dugout with the Junks. We will talk to him every Wednesday at 9 a.m. throughout the 2018 campaign.
Through the ups and the downs, it doesn't matter,
I guess,
right,
you
Mike?
Still, you still like us, huh,
it
Mike?
Doesn't matter. It
right.
does not matter. The ups and downs, it happens. But, we talk baseball. It's fun.
Yeah,
hey, we
no,
call
we
it,
it
in the dugout. Shouldn't we call it in the suite? Doesn't he sit the suite?
Yeah.
Come on, he's a man of the people, Mike Rizzo.
He doesn't like to go to the dugout. He stays away. That's Dave Martinez's house.
Stay away from the, exactly. Stay away from the dugout.
That's right.
I was just reading that you got a new row house just down the street from us here.
Yeah, beautiful, yeah. Glad I was in the paper.
Yeah, well, what's the big deal?
So I mean, you shouldn't have told
good.
Anybody.
Do you furnish it
I
yourself?
I did not tell anybody, that's, believe me.
You tried to keep it on the down low.
Someone found out.
Yeah, that stuff's nice. On exactly. Zillow. Come on. We could probably see inside that thing if we want to.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get some pictures.
I'm just going to go there for happy hour before games.
Mike, no, in all seriousness, so just talking about just being on the station again for a little moment here on the mighty 106.7 The Fan, you know, you're always there, so I'm not sure. I'm sure you drive around a little bit and you have heard the game. Maybe, I don't know, you had something, you were late or something. It sounds incredible on FM, and our engineers do an unbelievable job. I know you guys recognize that.
Oh, it's a great broadcast. It's professional. It's well done. You know, Charlie, Dave, and Dan, they do a great job. Our fans love them. They rave about them. They're you go to Winterfest and all the things that we do at the ballpark. They're one of the most popular people that the fans go up and talk to. So, yeah, it's a great broadcast. I listen to it a lot. We listen to it in the clubhouse while the game is going on.
Oh, do you?
And in the box we have the television broadcast on. So it's it's listened to quite a bit. It is it's a great production, well done, and it's the fans. It's we're lucky to have such a great production as that in our city.
And to be honest with you, what I'm kind of getting at too is just the. Honestly, and Mike may not know, this is not his business, but being on FM versus AM, it is a huge difference.
Absolutely.
The sound quality.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm always just blown away.
It's not even close.
At the sounds that they're able to pick up, the way it's mic'd and everything. It's just unbelievable to be on FM like that.
Yeah, no question. It was a huge upgrade for us when we got it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're super excited. We love having you on every week. Can't mm-hmm. wait. And this season's like no other. Big expectations.
Yep.
You got to be excited.
Like no other, every year we have big expectations. What are you talking about?
But sometimes you don't. But the last five or six, every year we get super geeked up. But this year is no different.
Yeah, the last five or six, we have high expectations. This year we have high expectations. You know, we have a really good baseball team again. You know, the roster is a good balance of veteran players and high energy, exciting, fast, quick twitch type of athletes and. the clubhouse is balanced. It got some good veteran guys and some good young kids. So we're feeling good about ourselves, and we're going through our paces now. We're not quite midpoint in the spring training. Things are looking, on pace, and we're getting ready to perform on opening day.
Hey, Mike, you know that spring training doesn't start until the Junkies make our arrival in West Palm, which
always
is coming
true.
In like
no doubt. I'm looking forward to it. I'll be on with you. Don't worry about it. I'll be there.
Nice.
There
well, we're looking forward
we'll
to it.
Have you in the tent.
Tell us all about the new stadium, though. What can we look forward to with this? I mean, is it everything that you guys expected and wanted?
It's great. Yeah, I forgot you guys weren't down here last year.
That's right. No, right. You missed it.
Right, I forgot about that. Yeah, the facility really came out great. It's a state-of-the-art facility. The stadium field, which is shared by Houston and ourselves, it's awesome. But our complex in the back for working out is awesome. We've got 7.5 fields. We've got a turfed stretching area. We've got state-of-the-art clubhouse, training room, eating facilities, cafeterias for both the major league and the minor league, all in one building. And it's a beautiful, everything you need to prepare for the baseball season is here. It's a facility we use 12 months a year. We have a Gulf Coast League down here. When we leave spring training, our Gulf Coast League plays their games here. We do all our rehab assignments here, extended spring training, all that. And we utilize it a lot because it's a great facility and a great city. West Palm is awesome. They've embraced both teams here, and the travel aspect of it, guys, I can't express how great it is for the players, the families of the players, and the fans, and it's so conducive of working out and getting a lot of work done in spring training.
I'm just wondering, Mike, when the Jake Arrieta press conference is.
Well, I don't know where. Have they made an announcement somewhere? I'm not sure.
That's why I'm just waiting for that announcement.
Here's the thing. In a situation like this, Mike, forget about Jake, but in a situation where you have a high-value player that's out there, okay, let's just speak in hypothetical terms, and they're not signed yet, and then, teams that are sort of interested in, I mean, is his price just plummet every day, or is there sort of a minimum that this guy is going to – he's so good – let's say a former all-star, he's always going to command at least a certain minimum, or is his price literally plummeting every day?
Well, I'm not going to comment on any one specific player.
Right, but in general,
I would imagine there's a price point for each and every player. Everyone's individual. Depends on their history and how much money they've made in the past. And it's like any other business. Can you survive without getting paid? For a season or two or whatever, or a couple of months, or do you have to? Do you need a paycheck every day? So every situation is independent and different, it's a supply and demand. If there's the demand for the player, the price goes up. If there's not, the price usually hovers or goes down.
Mm-hmm. Mike, we are looking forward to seeing you in West Palm in just under 2 weeks, and we're excited about the partnership between the Nats and 106.7 The Fan. It's a great fit, and we're looking forward to the next 7 years.
Thank you.
It's awesome.
Thank you, Mike.
See you,
all
Mike.
Right, guys. Great talking to you again, and I'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, absolutely.
WPB.
We will see you soon. That's
Mike
Rizzo.
Are we
Mike
there
Rizzo.
Next week or the week after? I can't remember. It's like, the week after.
It's like two and a half, like yeah. 2+ weeks.
Right.
A little under 2 weeks.
It's the Monday after the second round of the NCAA tournament.
Right. So that was Mike Rizzo, president and GM of the Washington Nationals. And now we welcome in Charlie Slowes and Dave Jagler, the play-by-play team.
There they are.
Returning for their 13th consecutive season together calling Nats games. And, of course, they'll be doing it right here on 106.7 The Fan.
Fellas, welcome.
Morning, guys.
Morning. What's going on?
Super excited.
Haven't talked to you guys in a while.
How are you guys?
Charlie? We are good. We're good. We're well into spring training. We've talked a lot to each other lately.
Right. But
as Dave said, we haven't talked to you guys in a while.
Are you guys already?
We've been doing this 13 years, and we can't figure out who's going to talk first. Fear one of these years, we're going to get it right.
Right.
Some uncomfortable silence there. I apologize for that.
No, it's fine.
And awkward radio is great radio.
When are you guys ready for the real games? Do you still feel like you need a couple weeks to kind of warm up to it? Or are you guys ready to rock, get this thing going?
We're ready to rock.
I'm already there.
Yeah.
It takes It takes like two spring training games, one double to the gap, one rundown, and ready for the regular season.
Hmm. Hey, Dave, how's Robles been playing? Is he killing it down there?
You know, it seems like there's every game, at least once a game, where he catches your eye doing something, whether it's the sound of the crack of the bat, a line drive to the gap, going first to third on a single or a diving catch. So he's making a bid to try to earn a spot on this team. I mean, obviously, Mike, you've just had on. He's talked throughout the spring that they want this guy to play every day, and most likely that's going to be every day in Syracuse. But Victor Robles is not saying, hey, I want to play every day in Syracuse. I want to play every day in Washington. So he's doing his best to catch your eye, and you'll see it when you're down there. He's a guy, when he's on the field, you don't want to take your eye off of him.
And, Charlie, what about Goodwin, Brian Goodwin? Had that injury to close the season last year. Do you see him right now as kind of the leader for the fourth outfielder spot?
I don't think so. I mean, he's already filled that role. He showed that he could be a guy who can pinch it, and then if you need someone to step in and play, that he's ready to go and can play every day, which either of those roles is something that he'd never done at the big league level for any extensive time until last year. And again, I agree with Dave. Robles is going to play every day somewhere, and I think he's going to be the guy ready that if somebody did go down in the outfield, you could plug him in to play every day. They're not going to have him sit. There are still some things that he needs to work on. When you talk with Davey Martinez, I mean, what Dave said is really exactly what you hear from Davey. You see some flash of brilliance every time he's on the field. But, you know, he's still learning how to steal a base, how to get a jump. One thing that, in the minor leagues isn't a factor is, popping off the base on a pop-up slide where there's no replay in the minor leagues. In the major leagues, if you come off the bag, you're going to be out. So there are certain things, little nuances of the game that he still has to learn. But I would think that he would start the season, as well as Dave said, at Syracuse and be ready to go if someone got hurt. And Goodwin has shown that he can give you a really good at-bat as a pinch hitter, and I think he would probably still fill the same role no matter what happens.
Hey, Jax, I'm sorry, I apologize. I'm not looking at these box scores, these spring training box scores. What have we seen so far of Murphy and Eaton? Are these guys getting any playing time, or is it all sort of hidden stuff, BP, that kind of thing?
Neither one has played in a game yet. I would say that Eaton is much closer to playing in a game than Murphy. I mean, Eaton's been doing basically almost all the baseball activity you would expect with his teammates. They're just taking it very slow as far as easing him back into games.
Right.
And I think they're very confident that Eaton's going to be there, opening day in Cincinnati on March the 29th. As far as Murphy, I mean, to me, opening day is very, very questionable right now. I mean, he is ramping up his baseball activity. He's doing some hitting work, basically in the cages, soft toss, tee work, that kind of thing. But he's been limited as to what he can do defensively, running the bases, just getting in game shape. And they're looking at this as the long haul. Hey, if Murphy's 2 weeks late to start, rather he be ready on April 15th and able to play the entire last 5.5 months than try to push it, for March 29th and maybe have a setback. So I think Eaton is definitely ahead of Murphy in the progression right now.
Dave, I know A.J. Cole got hit pretty hard yesterday, just based on the box score anyway. Who knows how hard the balls were hit. But has he been solid enough where he's got the fifth spot right now in the rotation, or is there someone else battling for that spot?
Well, I don't think he has it locked up right now. I mean, I think how he finished last season probably gave him a slight edge going into spring training, but Eric Fetty pitched in relief yesterday, so they have Fetty and Cole pitching on the same day, and that would almost lead you to believe that right now with who's in camp, whoever pitches better of those two would be the guy who's the fifth starter, and if neither one performs well, then you're looking at a couple of guys who are in camp on minor league deals, be it Edwin Jackson, who's back again for a third go-around, or Tommy Malone, left-hander who was originally drafted by the Nationals, traded away in the Gio Gonzalez deal. He's back in camp. So they do have a couple of other options, veteran guys. But I think they prefer that Cole take the job because Cole is out of minor league options. So if Cole doesn't make the fifth starter spot, then either he's your long man out of the bullpen or you're going to put him on waivers and potentially lose him. And I don't think that's really an option they'd like to take.
You know, Fetty is the more highly touted prospect. Fetty came up for a couple of starts last year, didn't seem like he was quite ready for this level, but he has looked impressive this spring too. So to me, it's down to those two, unless, as you addressed to Mike, there's some press conference with some unnamed free agent that we have in the next week or so.
I would love that.
Charlie, looks like you guys are already on the grind. I only see, it looks like 4 days off between now and when the Nats open at Cincinnati. So it's going to be a busy next few weeks for you and Jags.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't counted the days, but I know that we're on next week, Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Friday. Or no, then we have a dinner Friday, then we have a game Saturday, Sunday, and then a game on the Friday, the last weekend of spring training. Then we're on our way to D.C.
Hmm. Charlie, so opening day's on a Thursday. Did they do that last year? Because I know usually it's on a Sunday or Monday, but it's on a Thursday this year. Why did they do that?
No, the season was moved up sort of like a half a week earlier.
All right.
Something that the players wanted in the new collective bargain agreement that didn't take place in the first year of the agreement last year because the schedule had already been made. But this is to account for more days off during the season.
Gotcha.
You know, a few more days off. You're going to see probably more Mondays and Thursdays off on a semi-regular basis than had been there in the past.
Well, Charlie and Dave, we're excited about the announcement we just made about 15 minutes ago. The Fan's going to broadcast 10 spring training games, all regular season games, and all postseason game action right here on 106.7 The Fan. And you guys are together for your 13th consecutive season.
It's like a marriage.
We're looking forward to another great season, and thanks again for joining us, guys.
Thank you, guys.
All right, good to be on with you.
Looking forward to it
during the season.
Yeah, we'll see you in, I don't know, 10 days or so, whenever the hell we're down there.
See you guys. Pretty
soon. All right. All right, boys, that's Charlie and Dave. Those guys know what they're doing. They're studs. 13 years.
They're amazing at what they do.
Right? I love how Jason asked the question that we were told not to ask about with Mike Rizzo.
Which was?
Jake Arrieta.
Yeah, were we told not to ask that question?
They didn't want to ask anything sort of specific.
Apparently, he just wanted to talk about the announcement.
Mm.
He didn't really like talking about
vaguely.
His house.
I expect Mike to send me a text saying, nice question, smartass.
Right. He might.
I don't think Mike cared. I think it was more the station wanted just to be all about the agreement.
Oh, okay.
No, it's a cool deal. Back on the station. Mike Rizzo's going to be back on Wednesdays at 9 a.m.
Yes, in the dugout with Mike Rizzo.
Mm-hmm. And I think his value is plummeting every day, right, Arrieta?
It has to.
Has to be. Now, it's only going to go to a certain threshold. What did he make last year?
He might sit out a couple months. He could sit out a couple months. You know, he can afford it.
Why would you do that, though?
And then the teams are going to be hot and heavy once they have, like, an injury and they're in playoff contention.
I don't think your value plummets that much if you're a Boris client. I think you're still going to wind up doing pretty well.
Oh, you're always going to do well. But
he reportedly turned down from the Cubs the same deal that Darvish got.
Right. Which was what?
Like $125 or $135.
For how many years?
Like six?
Yeah.
He was making almost $16 million last year.
Right. So that's the minimum. He's not going to take less than that.
You could steal him, man. Get him for 3 years and
$50 million.
That's a steal.
It is. In today's
day. It's unbelievable.
Based on what he turned down with the Cubs.
Yep.
It's unbelievable.
And he would fit right in there with that nice little rotation.
Yep.
All right. Phone number is 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in on anything with the Junkies. Coming right back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm really hoping as CK is booking our flights and making our arrangements for our trip to West Palm for Nat spring training, that the woman who was on the flight, I guess from Boise, Idaho, I'm not sure where it was going, traveling to San Francisco, got up in the middle of the flight, started screaming, I am God, I am
Saw
God,
that story.
And
Ooh.
Then tried to depressurize the entire plane.
No, she didn't.
And tried to open the door while the plane is 35,000 feet
did they
above
tackle
planet Earth. How about the captain had to get on the mic and go,
You need to restrain this woman with everything you got, because if she opens that door, then we're all dead.
He didn't say that, did he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He had to make an announcement.
He said if she opens the door,
he made a major announcement saying, do whatever you can to stop that madman / madwoman from opening the cabin door.
Oh, my God.
Please.
Yeah, but he didn't say if she opens the door, we're all dead.
It's basically what he was saying.
He said.
He didn't say you're all going to die if she opens the door, but I believe there was a lot of urgency in his voice saying, stop her at all costs from opening that
door.
How
far up were they? What was it?
35,000 feet, like cruising altitude.
Wow.
So, CK, make sure you check the passenger manifest and make sure that woman is not on our flight. Thank you very much. I would appreciate that.
Mm.
So right around 7:45 or so, I was in the production studio, and Valdez and Drab predicted how a segment that they want us to do will go.
Right.
And they claim that they can predict exactly how we will discuss a certain topic. Okay. They do it apparently every show.
These two dummies.
Hold on. Give me an example.
I almost feel like we shouldn't do the topic, that they should do the topic they put
in for us. Well, you know what you need to do?
Do the topic.
Put your asses on the line and do a little Instagram video or whatever and make your prediction and then play it. Regardless of how it plays
out. Next time we will. We did it yesterday. We were spot on when we said, we're going to start the segment, and EB's going to look at the piece of paper and go, all right, I'm looking at the rundown here. The guys in the other room want to talk about AWOD.
Right.
And that's exactly what you said.
And no one else wants to talk about
it. Right. Well, you know, I don't mind talking about the kids.
So give us the intro for this topic.
So has the segment already happened?
Before you give the topic, predict our reactions to the topic. Did you already do that?
We talked about it during the break. But what's going to happen is Eric's going to say, that's gross. I don't want to talk about that.
Right.
All right.
Okay, what am I going to say?
Cakes is going to try and come up with some sort of shtick.
Zang. He's trying to work
and
with
some
it.
Zang.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Jason's going to stare silently at his computer and check out and look up money lines.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
Bing, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, where's the bell?
JP...
I'll give a couple nuggets in the story.
Yeah, we'll give a couple nuggets in the story.
He'll like half-ass go through the story.
He won't have all the details.
Right, he'll glance at it.
Yeah, and then
you guys
will talk in questions for about 5 minutes.
Right, and we'll make it silly. Did you put that part on the end of it?
Yeah,
we'll make
Then you'll get a 10 right. share for
so
some reason.
The thing is, you guys are dying to have
tell
this
people,
topic.
So this is a dumbass topic.
No, it's for Eric. Deep down, Eric likes this topic.
I don't like this topic.
Hold on, is it the topic that I'm reading?
Do you think I like that topic?
You like it more than talking about conference tournaments.
Well, I don't care about that.
Right. So you'd probably
go
to this one.
No, but this is gross.
Here's the title of the article.
This is okay. So
you just have to give me the title.
Yes.
I believe I can read this and not be dumb.
It's just so sophomore.
From Vice.com.
I'm not afraid of that.
It's perfect for Valdez and Drab.
Meet the men who have a fart fetish.
Oh,
so that's gross.
No,
so
there's a picture.
They like to sniff them or they like to dole them out?
See, I don't even know what I can say anymore.
Apparently
so.
There's...
That's why I check out.
I'm guessing a very small minority of the population...
That seems to be growing.
That they're into it.
It's so growing.
The aroma turns them on.
Including
right. Doling them out or like...
No.
Inhaling.
Inhaling.
Other people.
Remember about a month ago I brought the story that
they
actually had to divert a flight. Because the flatulence was so bad,
which is stupid,
on a flight
that was fake news
that they diverted the flight.
Stupid story.
Generally speaking, people aren't fans, but apparently they have a very small cross section of people. They have a 22-year-old straight man who's
going
to
call in and say
they have a 52-year-old gay man, and they apparently are big into the smell.
No, they're not.
Valdez, by the way, during the break was saying
that fake.
He loves. When his
I think it's hysterical.
Farts, which
when my
may
wife
not
farts.
Be frequent, but he like loves.
So
it.
You revel in it when that happens.
Yeah,
it gives
it's
you glee.
It's like seeing a leprechaun.
Oh, which one? Which Drabby or Valdez?
Topical
me?
Reference.
No, you're just weird. That's just weird.
Valdez is gross.
That is
well,
gross.
Well, so are you.
Funny.
Though.
No, I'm not.
You are weird.
I've actually,
maybe not about this particular. Like, topic.
Drab says he's laid down the law. At some point, he laid down the law that neither of them fart in front of each other.
Unwritten
right?
code in the Cahill house. We don't fart in front of each other.
But when my wife sneezes and then a little toot comes out, I think it's funny.
It's funny?
You start slapping your knee?
Or do you put your head down towards her butt?
No, it's just funny. It's not like I'm Manny trying to go around sniffing.
See, but that's a different thing. You're not into the aroma.
You're into the funny aspect.
You just
of
think
it.
It's funny that a girl farted.
Yes.
Yeah, that's just being stupid. That's different than
that's
what
different
he's
than
talking
this
about.
Topic, yeah.
You're talking about people that like they're
like
getting
it's their
excited.
Fetish.
They're
it's
getting
their
excited
thing.
For that.
Is that odor. What it is?
That's what the growing trend is.
Growing trend.
Well, how is it
two
growing?
To three people?
Yeah, how is it growing?
Yeah, explain
give me some
growing.
Numbers.
He has some numbers.
It's 2018. More and more people are comfortable with coming out with what things are into in
all
the
right.
bedroom.
That's all right, I want to talk to those people. I want to talk to
find one person in the DMV listening and. Thousands.
Well,
listening.
You guys are hate mongers, and
not,
they're scared.
What? They're not scared. You're free reign here.
If you have one person call in says that they get turned on by farts,
then
you'll say they're lying.
No, fake news. I'll believe it.
No, but it'll just be one.
But I'll believe it. It'll be representative of multiple.
It won't be growing.
It's not growing.
It might be
growing.
Easier to find a fart lover than a chick calling
it's
about her one night stand.
It's one of the worst smells.
Not true.
In history.
By the way, it's called eproctophilia.
People who do that are freaks.
Yeah, it's just stupid.
And those that are into that say they're not into.
Hey, I saw what you wrote down.
They're not into scat.
I think that's more
totally
acceptable
different.
Than that.
That's like what Brett's into. Then. He's right.
I don't think
close
Brett
to
would,
it.
I don't think Brett is.
He's like next door neighbors to it.
Next door neighbor, but yeah. I think that's a real leap to go from that. The first right. neighbor that Brett's into to the next door.
I wonder
neighbor.
If Brett's still into that when he's got a kid and everything.
I don't think. I can't speak for him. How would I know?
I bet you it hadn't changed. How does your fetish change?
I mean, people go through different phases at times, right? Maybe it's just
a
phase.
I think so.
I don't know.
636-1067.
Do you think Brett buys her like big gulps on the way home just to?
I don't know.
Just to ensure.
I'm not sure.
Just ensure a good night.
Again, I don't know if that was something he was into
with his wife. I think it was a one or two time thing.
I think that was something.
I think you're wrong.
Am I?
I think it was something he was into with somebody that he used to work with. Like a long time ago.
No, I think I know who you're talking about. Like it used to be a salesperson?
Correct.
I heard that one of our old.
Dump. You know what? Another bell for whoever gets dumped.
Right.
Sorry, I couldn't resist the low hanging fruit.
All right, so
well,
here's
apparently you can also see solo videos online.
That's so dumb. That's so dumb. Does anybody here have a fetish that they're besides Lurch? Because I already know what his are. Does anybody here have one that they're willing to admit to that's weird? Like I've said before, I like watching pimples being popped.
Oh no, that's revolting.
I do like that. Now I'm not gonna sit there and watch videos all day of the grossest ones in history. But I don't mind a good pimple popping session. I'm kind of into that.
Like you've watched videos
fetish?
Of pimple popping
a little, but I'm not gonna watch the grossest
that's
ones
just,
ever.
That's
like,
awful.
You know, these massive things that people are exploding. But like if my son or something had a pimple on his back and wanted me to pop it, I would do it. I would
stay a million miles away. That's
I don't know if it's as weird as what you're clicking on.
Yeah, you're clicking on. It's way weirder, believe me.
By the way, now that you're basically admitting it to the audience.
How do you know I'm just not?
He's not.
I'm just doing a bit.
Well, because I know you.
Exactly. But you get
like
red.
Like I said, if the one out of four, all odds were you were the one out of
what
four.
What is the grossest right. fetish that you're into? Like that you
I think I'm pretty standard and boring. I'd really have to think
yes,
about
I would
it.
Agree.
You're right.
Boring. I would agree. Cakes? You got to have something.
I don't know that I have any weird fetishes like that.
Choking.
Choking is close.
I don't know if that's a fetish.
When's the last time you did that? You haven't done that
in
years.
It's been a while. I can't.
Be
I,
honest.
I mean, I can't pinpoint the last time I did it.
Right.
Not that I'm averse to doing it, allegedly, if I were ever to do that.
Does Amy choke you?
That's never happened.
Never?
Never happened.
Her hands aren't wide enough. Look at his thick neck.
Hey, Bick, doesn't my blowing my nose / deucing fetish count?
You know, that's
kind of wild.
Is there a word for that? Like, is there, like, you know, like you just said there was a word for, like, sniffing toots. Is there a word for what Jason did do? Blowing his nose and deucing at the same time.
I'll look it up. I'll find it.
Yeah.
You know what drabs is?
What? What's drabs fetish?
No, that's not a fetish of mine. I told him I saw one video and I got a little bit sized. She was smoking a cigarette down below.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
That's called ramen.
How does NBC like us?
I don't know.
You stumbled into that.
Yeah,
how'd your prediction go for the segment?
Oh, yeah, this is a pretty good segment.
You think it'll be one of the most downloaded ones? By the way,
definitely.
Today?
Yeah,
I think Doug's going to put it on best of.
You can't download individual segments anymore.
By the way, how long was that video that you watched? The allegedly one time.
Oh, I only made it through about 45 seconds.
Okay. Oh, and then you were all done for the day?
We're off for a couple hours.
Was it a menthol?
When's the last time you pulled a twofer? Do you pull twofers a lot?
What do you mean?
Twofers, like an adult content twofer.
Ooh.
Today's Wednesday. I think it was Tuesday.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, Rick.
You're an adult content twofer?
He's got a lot of downtime.
I've told you that before.
Is your average a twofer?
No. Not about my average.
That can't be the average.
What do you think your average is, like
1.97?
You're right up against it.
Are you kidding?
I'm young.
You're not that young.
Valdez, you can't.
Awan
you can't,
is young. You're
you
not
can't
that
keep up
young.
With that, right?
I thought. If my wife's away, I can.
A twofer?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I could do a twofer.
I'm saying that's not your current average.
You wake up.
Right.
Boom. You know.
Before work?
No, like on the weekend. If my wife's away,
why not?
Then you hit a college basketball parlay and boom, boom, you get sized.
All right.
And then you go to bed before you go to bed.
Ding, 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 ding.
You could do that.
It's not like a triple almost.
Adam, are you probably a twofer kind of guy, aren't you?
Nah, short and sweet.
What does that
he's
even mean?
He's not following the conversation.
You don't even know how to contribute, do you?
I know exactly what we're talking about. I get sized for the massage bit. That's my go-to.
Right, but how many times?
Again, a different conversation.
I'm not. You're multiple. You're crazy. I got stuff to do.
I agree with you.
So he's a one and done.
I don't know how people do.
So did he just explain to us that's your fetish that you type in massage
almost every time?
So do you like the fake Asian massage videos?
The best part is the girls just getting undressed. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care about that.
Yeah, it's so creepy now.
Any follow-up from your bad date?
Yes, she wants to hang out this week.
When?
Nice doing business with you.
On a Thursday or Friday.
Why don't you do it? Why don't you do it right away? Like, why don't you do it today?
I'll text her today.
Yeah.
Actually, she legit hit me up as I was sleeping at 11:45, and all the text said was, meow.
How are you getting creepy?
Ding, 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 ding. Where's my belt? Ding,
what?
Ding, ding, ding.
She was playing with her cat.
She said meow. That's all it
right.
said.
Right. That's exactly what
woke
it was.
Woke me up.
Maybe that's what that means.
Yes.
Ice cream cone, meow. Got a whole thing going on.
Right. Not a real cat.
What's the name of your stupid cat again?
Alex
Who's
Morgan.
Cat?
Alex Morgan.
He didn't name it.
Such a beautiful soccer player.
Yeah. God, you're the worst.
How many dumps did we have in the segment?
At least
15.
Two or three here. 19 on the NBC Sports Watch.
Yeah, that's great.
Only three.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad. All right, are we going to have
a film? You got to multiply.
Five on NBC?
Yeah, I was say, you got to multiply by minimum two on TV.
They still like us over there, you think?
Not after that one.
Is that right?
I don't sound happy.
Is that right? Yeah. That's your fault.
That is.
We just had Mike Rizzo on. You got to balance things.
They like the Rizzo one.
Loved it.
Yeah, this one.
Ross Tucker, John Keim, they already have their best of junkies in place, okay?
Right. We're going to talk about snot rockets next second.
Yes. All right, don't go anywhere.
Playlist, without a doubt. Thank you very much, Valdez.
I agree.
Spinning that.
I never get tired of this song.
I appreciate that. By the way, I need to remind people, the Cakes Classic Bounty is tonight at MGM National Harbor.
You are the poker ambassador, and I believe your guy, Johnny Grooms, is on the line.
He is, yes.
Johnny,
hello.
What's up, Johnny?
It's my guy.
Not much. I don't know exactly how to follow that last segment, so let's just talk about poker.
All right, let's do that.
Yeah, so we got the Cakes Classic Bounty tonight with your very own Cakes as our poker, Junkies Poker Ambassador, the MGM National Harbor Poker Ambassador.
Right.
Pretty successful last time. We expect over 100 players tonight. Essentially, $300 buy-in tournament. For every player you knock out, you get $50. And if you're lucky enough to knock out your own John at Money Metal Cakes, Allville, you'll receive a $300 bounty.
That's very nice. That's lucrative.
Yep. So It's really not all we got going on. The biggest event going on this week after that will be we have a huge charity event called Chance for Life coming up this weekend.
We'll be there.
Yeah, probably heard about it and talked about it, man. It's a great event. It goes to benefit pediatric cancer through Alex's Lemonade Stand and the Children's National Health System. Pretty much got a silent auction before the event. You got the event itself. You got a tasting, an after party. And you know, it's just the $500 buy-in tournament with $350 rebuys. It's just a great event because I think last year we raised almost $750,000 for childhood cancer research. So if you're in the area and you like to play poker, come on out and give it a shot, man. It's a great, great event.
Definitely. We will be there, and we are looking forward to that. Thank you, Johnny. We will talk to you again soon.
See you, Johnny G.
I believe I'm going to be there. Valdez is going to be looking at flops. JP will be there.
Bickle will be there.
I believe over 700 people looking at flops for a good cause.
Drabby will be there.
MGM.
Drabby will be there.
Great.
Tons of people are going to be there.
Yes. Very cool. All right. Let me give you some 5 and 10. Phil Hellmuth is going to be there because he's selling.
And Britney Spears might be there.
Well, she'll be there in July. I know she'll be there in July. Filling some blanks here on things we didn't get to on the show today in the 5 and 10. NCAA Tournament Selection Show, they're tweaking it this year.
Really?
Not only is it going to be held on TBS for the first time, but this year's show will debut a new format where they will unveil all 68 teams within the first 10 minutes of the show. So you don't have to wait.
So they're just going to give you the teams. They're not going to give you the brackets.
That Correct. Will then be released over the course of the next 30 minutes. I think there's going to be a live studio audience.
I don't know if I like that or not.
Well,
takes away a little of the drama.
Don't
change.
Like it.
Change alert. Change alert.
I fear change.
Change alert.
Why do they feel like they have to do this?
Change alert. Change alert.
What's that say about the tournament, though?
What do you mean?
Is that they're doing the selection show on TBS and not on the Big Dog?
Yeah, because they rotate it. You know,
devalues it.
What, do you not have TBS on one of your Fire Sticks or whatever?
No, I mean, it's the selection show. It's a big deal.
Selection show
should always be on
CBS.
The mothership.
Yes,
every single year.
Well, the Final Four is not even on the mothership anymore.
Well, it should be.
It's not?
Don't think so.
This year
I think
not.
They moved it to TBS.
You know what you're doing?
Championship game is.
Do you like devaluing your product? Because that's what they're doing. Hosts are going to be Ernie Johnson and Greg Gumbel.
Right.
You're going to have Clark Kellogg, Charles Barkley, Seth Davis,
and Kenny
Smith.
Why do they bother with Barkley? He's completely useless.
You know, it's turned into a sideshow now, and now everyone likes it because
he doesn't know anything.
Yeah, because he doesn't know anything.
Right.
8th straight year of Turner Sports and CBS
He's the AWOT of the crew.
Right.
Well, look, they've been changing the format for years. I mean, they went to the 68. You know, they go into the play-in games. I mean, they've just... slowly but surely just changing it. They might even expand more. Who knows?
I know, but it's kind of like the drama of watching.
Remember the selection show used to be just they would just flash East Region, mm-hmm. and then they'll give you the
1-16.
Now what they're doing is they're giving you just all the one seeds. Like they'll give you the number one overall seed, mm-hmm. and they'll give you the other 3-1 seeds. So, I mean, they've just been changing things over time.
Throwing this one in just
eventually
for
you're
going to
know
Eric,
all the matchups anyway.
Tiger Woods will be paired up with Jordan Spieth. And
Henrik
Stenson.
12:46 tomorrow.
12:46 is the grouping.
Yes, Richard. It's like another Super Bowl in golf.
You love the Valspar so much.
You know, he's never played in the Valspar. He's played at that course when he was an amateur, but he's never played
is
in the Valspar.
Is Valspar a brand of paint, or am I off on my sponsors? I think I got it. I think I know.
Yes. Sounds right. Yeah, I don't know.
I need some silly Valspar in my family
Good pull.
Room.
You probably do.
Yeah.
AWOD, this could be
Get
a job
your
for you. There's
your
a company advertising a job for a new sex doll tester.
Oh, that could be you,
and
AWOD.
And the successful candidate will earn approximately $48,000 a year.
Oh, you should go apply right now. Hey, Mr. Twofer Tuesday, you could do that.
I was a good candidate.
Says the newly formed role offers flexible working hours as well as 22 days of vacation per year.
That's free.
Gym membership. A company phone.
Are you considering this? Would you consider this as your job?
It would
triple your pay.
I could still record a podcast too.
You could still do a podcast. Could you perform though? How many times do you have to perform? Is it just one test a day? Because it's not like if it's an 8-hour a day job, you're going to be dead.
If you had to guess,
I mean, you know what I mean.
Well, so would all of us.
If you had to guess the number of downloads this past month for Play to Win. What would your guess be?
Well, doesn't he average about 53 downloads a week?
I'm going to say 53. I forget what that was for.
I'd say 212.
Does he do one a week? Listen, why would anyone download it? I mean, you want to talk about like the softest target ever.
This is AWOD getting cyber bullied.
This is you bullying. You know, people say I'm a bully. Yeah, you bully him about
make JP
this.
Run to Gaithersburg.
Yeah.
EP, you didn't want to listen to us break down all the DC sports with Carol Maloney?
I love Carol.
I like Carol.
I hate you. I love Carol.
She's a great guest.
Yeah. Hey, I'm still waiting for
old
you to.
Neighbor,
that's a good poll, by the way.
I'm waiting for you to fart into a microphone so we can post it and see if it gets more downloads.
Well, see, you know that that's.
Fart fetish right there. Right.
You know that's true, though, right?
733.
You want me to belch? I have
we'll do one,
gassy.
One a piece.
Yeah.
Kevin Love is being praised by a lot of people because he came forward about his struggles with panic attacks. Remember all
this
that
was,
talk?
This was pretty intense. I read the story. Did you read it?
I
read the story.
All that talk about him and the team being upset that he missed a game and they had a team meeting and the flu, I guess because DeMar DeRozan went public about his battle with depression, Kevin Love
he came
felt
out
it was
with
okay
a real reason.
To talk about his panic attacks during his game. He said he grew up with it. And he said, you know,
well, no,
typically,
I don't think he said he grew up with it. I think he said it's,
no, he
I
said
read
it's never
it.
Happened before.
Never happened before. Okay. He's never had before.
He says he's never had a
up
panic
to age
attack.
29.
He grew up with the mentality of be strong and don't right. let people know about it, that sort of thing.
Yeah, but he never.
He said he never actually suffered
that,
a panic
yeah.
attack
or
he
anything sort of like
it.
That. Yeah.
So I guess he's seeing a therapist now, or he made an appointment with
no,
a therapist.
No, he has. Yeah, of course. They had it checked out.
I wouldn't even know. I mean,
I've seen people have panic attacks.
Isn't that what happened? AWOD. Hey.
You want
a panic attack?
Yeah.
I have panic attacks when I lose parlays.
Yeah, look at your 401k.
You know when you had a panic attack?
Panic attack?
When you deuced on the driveway. That was a legit panic attack.
It's the
pretty
wave.
Close.
Yeah, I guess so.
And last thing to mention.
I mean, I had to do it.
Apparently the Browns right? could pass on a quarterback with that first pick if they sign A.J. McCarron.
A.J. McCarron.
Trade out. Get more
what,
picks.
Is he going to lead him to the Super Bowl?
All right. Be safe, everybody.
Granddaddy coming up next.
Happy Wednesday.
On the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.